This article is from the works of Harun Yahya and is titled, To Display the Manners and the Attitude of a Muslim Who is Ready to Die. Think that today you are living the last day of your life, or the last few weeks or months. Give this a quick thought. What kind of a person would you be? How would your thoughts, behaviors, attitude, speech, decisions be? Which of those matters that occupy your mind have lost all its importance in an instant? Which of these matters, without giving any thought to it, would you dismiss from your mind? And which points that you would come to see the importance they possess would completely occupy your mind? When the majority of the people who do not believe in Allah, or Allah is beyond that, whose hearts are full of doubts, feel the closeness of death that does not cause a big difference in their opinions. Just like they have been doing all their lives, they will only think about the order they have in their lives and about the things they will leave behind. Their biggest restlessness would be the physical pain that they will endure while they go to their death, and the spiritual pain stemming from parting from the life of this world. Believers, on the other hand, have a completely different point of view. For a Muslim to learn that he will die in a short while would change all his life fundamentally. A Muslim is in a preparation towards death and hereafter ever since the first moment he gains faith. Consequently, no big change will take place in that respect. But since he fears Allah greatly, and since his conscience is wide open, when he gets such news, he reconsiders all his life, his morality, his conscience, his attitude, his thoughts once more to the core. He accepts himself to be almost in the zero level, and tries to bring himself to become the best possible in every subject. With all the means he has, he tries to spend all his remaining time by doing good without wasting even a second of it. And there is a very important fact that he experiences while doing all those. There is no need for anyone to show him the right and wrong. He finds the most beautiful words, the best behavior, the most accurate, the most perfect in everything, himself. And what's more, he will do so without any difficulty, without pondering on them at length. This is the morality that a person who fears Allah and who believes in Allah and the hereafter, without any doubt, would live by all his life. He should have a profound faith which would make him feel the closeness of death and the hereafter without receiving the news of a deadly disease, without being in a situation which would make him know that there is only a very short time left in his life. He should know his helplessness just like he would if he were to die in a few hours, and should feel the humility and modesty of being in need of Allah. Every word coming out of his mouth should be the purest of words, and in every sentence of his, the manifestations of the morality of the Quran should be formed. Just as the possibility of him being taken unawares, not being able to think straight, of him forgetting or slipping, decreases to the minimum level. Just as the possibility of him acting careless, acting indifferent, dragging his feet, postponing, falling behind, leaving the responsibility to the others, turning a cold shoulder, plunging into vain things, literally does not exist. Every day of the life of the person with true faith should exactly be like this. Besides, a person who feels the closeness of death, who knows that he will die, has a certain way of talking. The difference of such a person would be distinguished even among hundreds of others. His words would directly address to the hearts of people. They would be utmost sincere, utmost honest and natural. His words would not be for the others but for himself. He does not aim to show off to anyone or to gain the appreciation of anyone. He directly tends towards Allah, and all he ever wants is to gain the approval and love of Allah. There is no trace of pride, egocentricity, or arrogance in his words. It can instantly be understood that he is aware of his helplessness on the highest level a person can achieve. He is aware of the fact that he has no time to be engaged in empty talks. He aims to come closer to Allah with his every word. He uses all his power to be instrumental in making everyone beside him feel the might of Allah more sharply and in reminding them the reality and closeness of death and the hereafter. He seems as if he had forgotten all the temporary matters and mundane details of the life of this world. With the fervor of comprehending that only our Almighty Lord is everlasting, he would direct all his attention to Allah, to gaining the approval of Allah, to live by the morality Allah demands, and to do his best to live his eternal life among the people Allah befriended. Such a person would overcome the earthly matters that he may have difficulty in getting rid of for months or even years, in an instant and without even feeling the need to think about them. This is because such matters almost lose all their importance when compared to him gaining his real life that awaits him. Many details that might possess great importance in many people's lives, that might occupy their minds substantially all day long, would become less than unimportant, literally cease to exist for a person in this position. How should he wear his hair, the model of his car, the colors of his furniture he will buy for his house, his holiday plans, the people he competes with, people he feels angry about, the clothes he possesses, his personal belongings, and much more other details would at that moment become points that will not even come across his mind. Every single second passing by is important for him. Every second counts backwards and draws him closer to death. With every moment passing by, he is left with a shorter period of time to do good. He would have an excitement on him and the positive meaning which stems from feeling this truth in the most profound manner. He uses all his power both spiritually and physically in order to be able to perform his services more, to be able to fear Allah more deeply, and to be able to pray to Allah more candidly, to be able to repent with a more sincere heart, to beautify his morality almost like morality of the prophets, to be able to display his love and respect towards the Muslims in the most perfect manner, to be able to serve Allah, Islam, and Muslims with the most candid manner. Everything in his mind, in his words, and in his manners will only be for good. Not even a moment of his life passes by without him thinking about Allah, without him taking refuge in Allah, without him feeling a profound, heartfelt, and respectful fear towards Allah. All material things on earth, except for the religious matters, lose their importance for him. He only has Allah in his heart and the things Allah asks from him. The life of a person who has approached death to this extent might be exemplified and detailed from various other aspects. However, the criteria should be this. Everyone who sees him would feel the depth and fervor of faith in him and in his candid love and closeness to Allah. He enjoys the bravery, courageousness, determination, fervor, enthusiasm, sincerity and profoundness of a person with a profound consciousness who has become aware of something extraordinary and has gained a good grasp of the fact that he became aware of. Every person who believes in Allah should re-evaluate himself, imagining such a person. This is because their situation is actually no different than this. This person has only been given information about his death. However, death is equally close for every person every moment. A perfectly healthy person can die before someone who has learnt that he will soon die. Death hereafter, heaven and hell, is very close to that person. For that reason, there is no need for one to wait for being informed about his approaching death in order to beautify his morality. He should try to enjoy the profoundness of faith also while he is in his most healthy, youngest times, while he still has the highest means. All his manners, speech, and behavior should possess this profoundness, just as he would be able to find what is right without anyone explaining him, teaching, or leading him. A person should experience the same conscious delicacy without this situation arising. This is the morality in compliance with the approval of Allah. This is the state of mind, depth of faith, and clearness of conscience. Real faith should originate in a person. For that reason, anyone who loves Allah deeply, who only aims to gain the approval of Allah and to attain the love of Allah in his eternal life should live the state of mind of a person who feels the closeness of death as if he could die any moment. Allah had informed us in the Quran about the situation of people who come to their senses when they face death and who ask Allah for permission to turn back to this world and do good deeds. The repentance such people would experience is caused by them not using the means they have in the way that Allah would approve when they still had time. The only way not to feel this repentance is for that person to live every moment of his life feeling the reality of death and the hereafter. When death comes to one of them, he says, "My Lord, send me back again so that perhaps I may act rightly regarding the things I failed to do." No, indeed, it is just words he utters. Before them there is an interspace until the day they are raised up. Surat Al-Mu'minun 99-100. This concludes the reading of the article to display the manners and the attitude of a Muslim who is ready to die. This article and more are available on Harun Yahya's website, www.harunyahya.com.